Simon & Schuster Audio presents Year of the Hawk, America's Descent into Vietnam, 1965, by James A. Warren, read by Fred Sanders. This book is for all the Americans and Vietnamese who fought in the Vietnam War. Introduction. America in 1965. In 1965, the United States of America was widely regarded as the most powerful and prosperous nation on earth. As the undisputed leader of the free world, the country was in the forefront of expanding the boundaries of democracy and liberty abroad. Its military power was the major bulwark against communist expansionism in Europe and Asia. The U.S. economy, along with Americans' increasingly consumer-driven way of life, was the envy of much of the rest of the world. Indeed, the American economy that year set new records in terms of gross national product, total sales of goods, numbers of people employed, and total income. The inflation rate rose slightly to a very manageable 1.59%. A loaf of bread cost 21 cents, gasoline was 30 cents a gallon, and the average home cost $13,500, only a bit more than twice the average yearly income of $6,400. Millions of the nation's World War II veterans and their families had already escaped the congested cities for the crabgrass frontier, the suburbs, where they lived lives of material abundance that would have astonished their parents. Millions more Americans planned to do the same, and soon. High school graduates in America were flooding into four-year colleges in unprecedented numbers, and a rising percentage of those students were women. In 1965, there were 194 million Americans. The big movies of the year were The Sound of Music, a heartwarming story about a real-life children's singing group and their governess in Austria just before World War II, and Thunderball, a spy movie about stolen atomic bombs starring Sean Connery as the suave British secret agent James Bond. Teenagers in America were nuts about two new arrivals on department store shelves, Super Balls and skateboards. Young men were beginning to wear their hair longer than their parents liked. The latest women's fashion craze was the miniskirt, a welcome development in the eyes of straight.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?